This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for October 2009. Tonight, news from the President, a headquarters update, and on the international scene.
South Africa's Sambandilisat comes on the air, and the IARU Administrative Council meets down under.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZRT official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Auckland. It's to New Plymouth we go first tonight, and it's welcome to NZRT's President, Roy Simon, ZL2KH.
Thank you, Jim, and good evening, listeners. It is a week now since I returned home from the 14th Region 3 Conference of the International Amateur Radio Union, which was held in Christchurch and hosted by NZRT. It was the first meeting of this type that I had attended, and I was very impressed by the efforts of the local organising committee, which was led by Terry Carroll, ZL3QL. My sincere thanks to them, and also to Sue Carroll and Mary Rogers, who looked after the ladies so well. Your team worked hard and were a credit to our association. Much was achieved, and there will be reports coming out as the papers are finalised. In order for NZART to survive and flourish, it became obvious to me that we must take full advantage of the internet and emails and become an even more active participant in international amateur radio affairs. We must also streamline our own structure, increase our membership, and encourage new amateurs into our fantastic hobby. Some of these initiatives are already underway, and others will be introduced when appropriate. If you have any suggestions about how we can improve NZART, please let me or any other councillor know. Submitting a remit is another way to influence the future, and these should be in the hands of our business manager at headquarters by the 31st of December. Well, that's my presidential words for this month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Roy. The president of NZART, Roy Simon, ZL2KH. To Upper Hutt we head now and join NZRT Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. It has been an extremely busy month, and I'm glad to see the pace slow a little. As I advised in last month's broadcast, I was to attend the International Amateur Radio Union Region 3 Triennial Conference in Christchurch. The weather was almost perfect. Organisation of the event by a number of Christchurch amateurs was excellent, but the most important aspect was the very amicable way in which the business of the conference was discussed. There were some very important topics on the agenda, with all attendees contributing constructively on each one. The only regret that I have is that NZART members or non-members will never have the experience of the international camaraderie. Suffice to say, I know NZART would have many more members and have much fewer problems in recruiting into the amateur radio fraternity if you were able to attend. One thing I have brought back with me was an excellent poster advertising amateur radio in Australia. NZART has been trying to fill the position of advertising and marketing officer, a daunting task to find a place to start on such a position. The concept and design of this poster has been offered to NZART by WIA if we wish to customise it for our use. If there is anyone who would be interested in looking into this further, please contact me as soon as possible. This is a great opportunity not to be missed and a starting point to get some much-needed advertising of amateur radio at branch level. Finally, subscription reminder letters will be sent out in the next couple of weeks. If you have not yet paid or are unsure, please check your break-in label to confirm the expiry date. That's all from me, Jim, and back to you.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2TDM, the NZART Business Manager. As reported earlier tonight, the International Amateur Radio Union Region 3 14th Triennial Conference was held in Christchurch earlier this month. Delegates from 10 member societies, ARRL, ARSI, CRSA, Hearts, J-A-R-L, K-A-R-L, N-Z-A-R-T, Orari, Sarts, and WIA, with RAST, RSGB, and VARC being represented by proxy. Also attending was the IARU President, Tim Elam, VE6SH, and Vice President Ole Gapestad, LA2RR. From Region 1, President Hans Zimmerman, PB2T, and Secretary Dennis Green, ZS4BS. And Region 2 Secretary Raman Santoyo, XE1KK. The IARU Region 3 directors identified two topics, the IARU monitoring system and emergency communications, as being highly important, and major decisions were made on both of these. Three working groups were established, the IARU monitoring system, policy matters, that included education, training, development of amateur radio and international and regional conferences involving radio administrations. And thirdly, operational and technical matters, including emergency communications, the IARU Region 3 award, and band plans. The conference agenda included five documents on the IARU monitoring service that generally sought a review and reinvigoration of this important activity. A special working group was established with Peter Young, VK3MV, appointed chairman, and Rod Stafford, W6ROD, as secretary. The conference identified the need to update and modernise the IARU protocols and procedures to effectively deal with intruders causing harmful interference in the amateur radio bands. A package of proposed measures adopted by the conference included greater coordination between the IARU monitoring service coordinators in the three IARU regions, a single website to more effectively collect data on intruders and to record action being taken on them, and to provide information to assist those submitting intruder observation reports. NZART received praise for a number of its initiatives. The conference heard that AMSAT-ZL's KiwiSat amateur satellite project was undergoing final development. A total of nine documents on the agenda referred to emergency communications and amateur radio. Orari and CRSA were highly commended on the role that they and radio amateurs had played in Indonesia and China after major natural disasters. An election was required for the five-member IARU Region 3 directors, with Michael Owen, VK3KI, Shaijuo Endo, JE1MUI, Peter Lake, ZL2AZ, Gopal Madhavan, VU2GMN, and Junkin Ri, HL1AQQ, being re-elected. The directors then nominated Michael VK3KI as their chairman, which was endorsed by the conference. The secretary, Jay Oker, JA1TRC, was elected unopposed. The IARU recognised the work of Bob Knowles at L1BAD on his retirement as IARU Monitoring Service Coordinator, a position he held for more than 20 years. Peter Young, VK3MV, was elected as the IARU Region 3 Regional Monitoring Service Coordinator. All other regional coordinators were reappointed. The next Region 3 Triennial Conference is scheduled to be held in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam, in late 2012. Two contests, and firstly, a reminder of the 2009 Straight Key Night activity. That's on Sunday, the 1st of November. It runs from 2000 until 2300 New Zealand Daylight Time. It's on 80 metres, and of course, CW only. A reminder also to plan for the 2009 VHF Plus Field Day Contest. That's all bands, 50 MHz and above. It's to be held on Saturday, the 5th of December, 1700 to 2300 hours, and on Sunday, the 6th December, 0700 to 1300 hours, local time. To international amateur radio news we go. Here's the Amateur Radio Newsline's Fred Vobey, W8HDU.
The first contacts have been made using the newly launched South African Sumbanilosat ham radio payload, according to the official mission blog, at 0748 UTC during the first morning pass on Sunday, October the 18th, controllers activated the voice beacon on 435.350 MHz. Then they switched on the transponder with an uplink that is on 145.88 MHz, with a downlink on 435.350 MHz. Later in the day, during the first evening pass at 1813 UTC, several radio amateurs were heard operating through the satellite transponder. Thankfully, controllers had the foresight to preserve the moment for posterity. It was a moment of triumph for everyone who worked for years to design, build, and launch Sumban Ilisat. You can hear more of these initial QSOs through this new South African ham radio satellite at the URL found in this week's printed amateur radio newsline. The Administrative Council of the International Amateur Radio Union held its annual meeting in Christchurch, New Zealand on October 17th and 18th. Numerous points were agreed upon. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, takes a look at a few of them.
We won't go into the minute details, but among the most important items was a review of a strategic plan for the development of support for amateur radio frequency allocations for the period through 2012. The principal focus is on preparations for the 2012 World Radio Communication Conference, with an eye at getting a new amateur allocation in the vicinity of 500 kHz. Another important point was adoption of a policy statement explaining the status of the Global Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Conference, or GAREC, this with respect to the International Amateur Radio Union. According to the meeting report, the Global Amateur Radio Emergency Communications Conference functions as an informal meeting of IARU member societies and of amateur radio emergency groups within or outside of the respective national IARU member society. The gathering serves as a forum for the exchange of experience and as an advisory body for the emergency communications work of the IARU. And still in the area of emergency communications, the Administrative Council noted that the three IARU regions have reached consensus on three global center of activity frequencies for use in the event of emergencies. These frequencies are 14.300, 18.160, and 21.360 MHz. Lastly, but by no means least, the theme of amateur radio, combining communication experience with modern digital techniques, has been selected for the next World Amateur Radio Day, and that's slated for April 18th, 2010. In Auckland, New Zealand, I'm Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, reporting for the Amateur Radio Newsline.
The next scheduled in-person meeting of the International Amateur Radio Union Administrative Council will be held in El Salvador in conjunction with the IARU Region 2 Conference. That takes place October 2010. A new internet-based reflector group has been created to discuss the use of D-Star digital voice and high-speed data on the 1.2 GHz band. Called DSTAR_23CM, the group discussions center around the use of the ICOM ID-1 mobile, IC9100 transceiver, RP-1V, and RP-2V digital voice repeaters, and all aspects of 23-centimeter data and voice communications using D-Star technology. The group can be joined at yahoo.com/DSTAR_23CM. Flexible antennas attached to your clothing may work better for GPS or other personal satellite communications reception. That, according to the European Space Agency, has reported by TV Technologies' Doug Lunn. Firefighters or other emergency personnel may benefit from this technology, according to officials involved in this testing. The Wireless Institute of Australia National News Service is now on Twitter. As many of you know, the WIA is the National Society for Radio Amateurs in Australia. It joins the growing number of ham radio organizations making use of this service. You can find WIA National News on Twitter at twitter.com/VK1WIA. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Fred Vobey, W8HDU, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2009. All rights reserved.
And as always, we say thanks to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Onwards to Waro News, and its greetings and welcome to Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. By now, Waro members should have received their spring bulletins, and I hope they're in the throes of posting copies off to their sponsored DX members. We wouldn't have a magazine without the input of members, and Editor Bev, ZL1OS, is in need of articles for the next issue, which is a summer one. The activities of a sponsored DX member could be of interest to other members. If you've been involved in an activity of interest to YLs, why not write about it and send it off to Bev with photos if possible? You can contact Bev, ZL1OS, if you'd like help in putting your words together. The close-off date for the next bulletin is November the 15th. Waro congratulates Sharon ZL3AE on her achievements in the recent ALARA HF contest. She was not only the top scoring DXYO and the top scoring DXCWYO, but also top scoring ZL ALARA member. Well done, Sharon, and a great effort. I know a number of ZLYOs tried to take part in the contest, but the band conditions were not the best, and noise from various sources made contacts difficult. For those of you planning to travel to Europe next year, the 2010 International YL Meet is to be held in Munich in June. More details at www.ylmeetmunich.com. Planning for the 2012 International YL Meet in South Australia is underway, and there'll be more news about that in future broadcasts. Well, that's about all from Waro for the month of October, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Waro reporter Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. A reminder tonight of the City of Sails NZRT Conference to be held next Queen's Birthday weekend, Friday 4th through Monday 7th of June 2010. The venue will be Alexandra Park Function Centre, Greenland Road West, Epsom in Auckland. Development of the conference website is well underway and is accessible from the NZRT homepage. In early November, there will be more detailed information placed on the site covering the alternative program. The NZRT homepage will show details when this and more of the forum pages have been added. Flights to and from Auckland for next Queen's Birthday weekend are cheap at present, and early bookings are advised to take advantage of the huge fare savings. Finally tonight, it's Branch News. Reporting from Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start from the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80, NZART. Their next meeting is on Saturday the 21st of November at 9:30 a.m, followed by a working bee. And just a reminder that the club's annual general meeting will be on Wednesday, December the 9th, starting at 7 p.m, at the club rooms. Papakura Radio Club will have its annual general meeting on Wednesday the 4th of November, starting at 8 p.m. at the club rooms. The next meeting of the Manawatu Amateur Radio Society, Branch 20 NZART, will be on Wednesday, November the 4th at the club rooms in 65 Tovera Road, that's Palmerston North, starting at 7:30 p.m. Well-known New Zealand DXer and contester Lee Jennings, ZL2AL, will be the guest speaker for the evening. Lee will give a talk on the 2009 Chatham Islands D-Expedition, and as a bonus, he will also talk on the ZM2M East Coast Contest Station. Lee will be travelling from Hawke's Bay to make his presentation, and Branch 20 would like to extend an invitation to members of the surrounding NZART branches to attend what will be a very interesting talk. Also, a reminder that Branch 20 Christmas Beano will be held at the Cloverleigh Tavern in Palmerston North on Friday, November the 27th. All those interested in coming along should contact Peter Moore, ZL2AUB, with the numbers that we'll be attending. And you can contact Peter via email to ZL2AUB at inspire.net.nz. That's ZL2AUB at inspire.net.nz. The next meeting of the social group for Wellington Branch 50 NZART will be held at the Lutheran Hall in King Street, Newtown, on Tuesday the 27th of October, starting 1:45 p.m. If you need any further information, please contact Colin, ZL2COL, or Tony, ZL2ALJ. Also from Branch 50, the Time Cinema at 191 Sutherland Road, Melrose, has again been chosen for the branch's Christmas function, which will be in the form of a meal followed by a film. The date is Tuesday, the 8th of December, starting at 7 p.m. Partners are very welcome, and you bring your own Christmas cheer. Look at your newsletter for more details, and be prepared to pay Treasurer Andrew ZL2ACG at the November meeting. To Christchurch West Amateur Radio Club, Branch 56 NZART. The next meeting will be held at the club rooms in Auburn Park in Upper Riccarton on Tuesday, the 27th of October. The evening will feature a talk by Andrew Barron, ZL3DW, entitled An Update on AMSAT-DL's High Orbit Satellites. This talk is a presentation that the president of AMSAT-DL, Peter Gulzo's DB2OS, gave to the AMSAT UK symposium this year. Visitors and guests are most welcome. Well, that's all from me. See you next month. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. Well, folks, that's the official broadcast for October. The next NZART official broadcast will be made by ZL6A on Sunday, the 29th of November. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for October 2009. Good night, everyone. Good night now.